jaws dropped across the country this week after a popular character unexpectedly exited. I don't mean that he went on spring break either from the CBS hit show The Good Wife. One of the program's most intriguing characters is Kalinda Sharma, canny investigator in tall boots who's got a way of convincing people to spill secrets. In this clip, she's about to walk into a crime scene brimming with police, but first, unbuttons her blouse.
What are you doing?
Working.
These are better than subpoenas.
Archie Punjabi plays Kalinda. At the moment, she's playing roles in two other shows, too, the BBC series The Fall and the high-rated ITV series The Widower. We spoke with Archie Punjabi this week about how she came to play Kalinda.
I remember when I first read the script, I was in England. I'd put myself up for quite a number of roles. And when this one came in, I just felt something inside me going, wow, this is a very exciting character.
Did you know of her sexual orientation at first? It did take me 30 seconds to get to that, didn't it?
But you said it beautifully.
Thank you. That counts,
yeah. I did know, but they were not sure at that point which way they wanted to go with that. And to be honest with you, that was one of the aspects that I thought would be really interesting. When was the last time on television you saw a bisexual investigator who's Indian living in America, who's respected by her superiors? So that kind of added to the attraction.
Yeah. You know, it's hard not to be breathing and blinking this week and not know that a lot of fans of The Good Wife are put out over the latest major plot twist, which I will not mention on this program. But I wonder, how do you feel about that reaction?
I think it's absolutely incredible that, you know, a series 5 seasons on, 100 episodes on, is able to create such a reaction from the audience. And it just reinforces how much fans and the critics are deeply invested in each of the characters on that show. I really do applaud not only the talent in front of the camera, but also the talent behind the camera. The fact that 200 or so more people were able to keep that secret for 8 months, I think it's pretty spectacular.
Mm. A little more about Kalinda. At one point, I think in the third season, a lawyer in the firm for which she's an investigator, played by Josh Charles, he and Kalinda are at a bar, and they see a couple at the end of the bar who are sobbing. And he says to Kalinda, "We're not normal people, are we? We don't get emotional." How do you feel about that?
I think what's so great about the Kalinda and Will relationship is that they're very detached, and they're not very emotional people. Mm-hmm. And so there is a kind of bond within that, and in the episode in The Shocker last week, you see that relationship in the bar where the two of them, you know, they connect on the basis that they're so detached and they're so unemotional.
But if they connect, they're not detached and emotional.
Well, the question is also, what is normal? You know, I think they're more in touch with themselves even though they're not as emotional.
Does Kalinda use her sexuality to gain?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excuse me while I mop my brow.
I think she's very open about it.
Yeah.
And she is aware that it's an asset and will use it when she can to get the job done. And I think in her mind, it's always for the greater good. Even if what she does is morally questionable in her mind, it's always, you know, in search of the truth, in pursuit of the truth.
Mm. You're born in London to Indian parents, and I understand you spent a couple of years of your childhood in Mumbai.
I did, that's right, when I was 10 years old.
Tell us about, you're involved in charitable work in India and elsewhere on eradicating polio. What's that been like for you?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I went to Mumbai, and, I mean, just picture this kind of young British Indian girl moving from England to the streets of Mumbai, mm-hmm. and seeing children on the street begging. It was a real culture shock. And I didn't quite understand it, but it, you know, it did disturb me, especially when I saw children without limbs walking around on the street. And when I would ask people about it, nobody really wanted to talk about it. Cut to a few years later, when after The Good Wife, I was approached by Rotary International and a friend of mine saying, "Would you have any interest in being an ambassador to eradicate polio?" And to tell you the truth, I didn't have the faintest idea. I knew it was a disease, but I didn't know exactly what polio was. And then when I learned about what it was, I immediately jumped at the chance because I felt it was my way of dealing with what I saw as a young child in India.
It sounds like this has become an important part of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange how it happened, because as a child I remember seeing those kids and thinking, God, one day when I'm famous I'm going to do something about it. And obviously you think that, and then you never actually think it's going to happen. And last year I went to India, and I actually got to meet some of the polio sufferers and got to vaccinate some of the children. And you'd realize, you know, there are problems and there are barriers in trying to totally eradicate it. But my mother dedicated her life to helping disabled kids at a young age. So from a very young age, I'm fully aware of how important it is to give back, but also on a personal level, how much it gives you, how much it puts life into perspective. Particularly in the industry that I'm in, which I feel, you know, it's very important not only to give back, but to come out of that bubble.
The bubble of show business and being acclaimed. And
yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. I wouldn't change it for the world, yeah. But I do feel it's very unreal as well. You know, when you're on set and the work that you do, you're so involved in it. It takes up so much of your time. And doing something like this really does kind of put life into perspective.
Archie Punjabi, who plays Kalinda Sharma on The Good Wife in its fifth season on CBS. She'll also be in the new season of The Fall on BBC and Netflix, and lots else, I'm sure. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.